Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope, there we go. No match for a little... Ah, dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape and a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tool I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah! On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Welcome back to Patriots Preview. Time now to check in with Jeff Howe of The Athletic. He's brought to us by Rockland Federal Credit Union. At Rockland Federal Credit Union, free means free. Free online banking and debit card. No minimum balance, no monthly fee. Visit rfcu.com today to find a location near you. Jeff Howe of The Athletic joining us from Hard Rock Stadium, where there has been rain and there has also been sunshine today. There has been a mix of both. And from what we see on social media, Jeff, when the rain hit, it was a 10-minute downpour.
Yep. A lot of weather here in Florida. A lot of stuff going on.
Something that they're going to have to deal with, I assume, all afternoon.
A summery mix.
Today. Summery mix. Something you don't hear too much of. Is the sun out now? Did the sun come back out?
There's a little bit of sun. You know, it's really working through some adversity with all these clouds. But, you know, like the UMass hockey team, it really managed to conquer the situation and fight through.
Wow, you jammed that thing in
there. Oh, man.
Felt good.
That was subtle.
Oh, wait. Okay, where do you think they rank? So, wait, they lost to Quinnipiac on Friday, and then they beat them last night, Jeff. So where are they going to rank now?
I mean, they should still be number one. You lose a tough game on the road, whatever. You know, that happens. You split the home and home. You come back from a deficit against Quinnipiac after a tough night Friday. Should still be number one.
Any thoughts, Chris Gasper?
No, I don't know. I mean, I don't. I'm not really up on Hockey East at this point.
Can't wait.
Full disclosure, I'm not either. If you're asking me what I was paying attention to Friday night, it was UMass basketball, not UMass hockey. But
yeah,
you know,
so, Jeff, just looking at this game from the Miami standpoint, for just a quick second here, it would seem like if they're going to win this game, they're going to have to get the Patriots to turn the ball over. Miami's been good at that this year. They've generated 25 takeaways. That's the third most in the NFL. What do the Patriots have to do offensively to make sure that they don't contribute to giving the Dolphins a chance in this game?
Well, you got to be balanced. And, you know, obviously it's the theme of the season, especially on the road. You got to start and execute well. I mean, there's been you could point to any number of factors for the slow starts on the road this season. But, you know, this Miami team, they're still sort of in it. You know, I think they've probably overachieved given the talent that they have. But this is, I think the Patriots defense is settling in pretty nicely right now over the last month and a half. So offensively, stay balanced. Like you said, don't turn the ball over and hand the Dolphins the recipe to pull off this upset. But, I mean, you look at this, and on paper, there's not really any reason the Patriots should have too many issues with this Dolphins team. But I remember sitting here in the same booth last year talking about Jay Cutler on Monday Night Football, and, you know, there's no reason to even think that this is going to be any closer than a 3-score game, and it should be a laugher and an easy one to watch and cover and all this other stuff. And then, you know, the Patriots did what they tend to do in Miami, was, you know, they had a bad game. So, you know, I think that night was sort of one of those nights that just opened your eyes that, hey, you know what, this building does some weird things to this team. So, yeah, you can point to a lot of different reasons why the Patriots should win and what they should do to be successful, but you never know what's going to happen over the next 3 hours.
We're talking with Jeff Howe of The Athletic. Jeff, did you think it was strange that Rob Gronkowski didn't talk until the end of availability on Friday? And where do you think he's at right now based on the game he had against the Vikings and also some of the comments made by Tom Brady this week, sort of seemingly pumping him up a little bit?
Yeah, I think he's fighting it a little mentally because he's not performing at the same level that he has throughout his entire career. And I thought it was strange that, you know, obviously he came back from that layoff after the bye week. He was well rested. I thought he played pretty well in that Jets game. And then he doesn't have the benefit of that extended rest period that he had, obviously, coming off of the absence there. So is that a byproduct of, you know, playing 2 games in 7 days, which is something that he really hadn't done in the previous month? Is that why the blocking wasn't as effective as it was the week before? And if that's the case, I mean, that's concerning over the long term of the season, just because, you know, the bumps and bruises aren't going to go away with this guy and the amount of injuries that he's dealing with and it's probably worse than we all know or started to realize. I think he's fighting it, and I think he's probably struggling with it mentally, because when you're just accustomed to being an all-pro tight end or the best at your position maybe ever for such a long period of time, and then it's the same old story with the injuries and they're kind of keeping him back. I mean, it's just got to be a real frustrating season for him.
I know you've been a big booster of Rex Burkhead throughout this season, Jeff, and I know that the coaching staff had big plans for him in the beginning of the year, and he got banged up. He was back last week against Minnesota. What did you think of his performance, and what type of role do you think he plays today?
Yeah, I think it's probably going to grow a little bit more each week, but I really wonder, at this point, this guy going back to his first offseason with the Patriots, so including all the OTAs, training camp, all that other stuff, has now missed time due to 7 injuries in a year and a half with the Patriots, 7. Whether it's a practice or a game or whatever. That's 7 injuries in a year and a half. Of course, the most recent one with the neck or whatever it really was puts him on IR for 2 months. But I really wonder if the Patriots are going to say, you know what, you're going to be a whole heck of a lot more valuable to the team in the playoffs than you will be over the final month of the season, so long as they can keep Michelle and White healthy. So I think, you know, it's probably smart to just treat him with kid gloves. You know, don't overextend him and give him increase the odds of him suffering another injury that would put him down for a little bit of time. So, again, Josh McDaniels loves him. They all do. The amount of stuff that he can do, like you keep saying, he's a matchup guy. He's one of those guys that you can move around in a few different roles and you can create opportunities through that or off of him. And he's valuable to the long-term plan of what they're trying to do here, but you can't ignore the injuries that continuously pop up. So you got to keep him right for the right time of year. So I would look at today as a big Sony Michel, James White game. And, you know, if something just isn't working the way that they planned or, you know, hoped for, then maybe you mix in Burkhead a little more than you wanted to. But, again, I'd be surprised if he turned into their lead back before the postseason just because of how valuable he can be.
Talking to Jeff Howe of The Athletic as the Patriots prepare to take on the Miami Dolphins. Jeff, in, getting ready to cover this game, what is the story with the Miami Dolphins? They've dealt with a lot of adversity this year. They've had all kinds of injuries, but they seem to me like a team, despite where they rank in certain categories, a team that's sort of at least hung around and fought back and fought to win the games that they have won, even if they're against bad opponents. Maybe this team has some grit.
Yeah, exactly. And you always like that about teams. When they, like I said earlier, I think they've overachieved this season. You know, they've played better than the talent that I think they have. They've had some quarterback issues because of Tannehill's injuries. I think, to an extent, he holds them back because he's got a reputation for a guy who will turn the ball over frequently, especially when things start going wrong for him. So if you want to look at like an overreaching or overarching theme with this Dolphins team, it's what is the future of their quarterback position in terms of, you know, can you win with this guy as your franchise quarterback?
No.
But this season in particular, I always admire teams that fight and force you to come in and earn a win against them, despite the fact that everything on paper says that you should come in and you should win by 10 to 14 points. You know, they go out and make you earn it, and I respect that.
Are we talking about the same team here? The Dolphins?
Grit.
This is a fraud team. They started out 3-0, right? So since that time, they started out 3-0. They have 3 wins since that time. 2 of the wins are at home over the Bills and the Jets. The Jets game they won, there was not an offensive touchdown scored in the game. They should have lost to the Bills last week. If Charles Clay catches that pass in the end zone, they lose. They're 5-1 at home, and they're 6-6 overall, so do the math.
Where are they playing today?
So they're a front-running team if they're not in South Florida.
Where are they playing today?
You look at the way that they've played when they don't score points. When they yield 20 points or fewer, they're 5-0, so they're really good. But if they yield over that, again, do the math. What's the record? I just don't look at Miami and think that they're this overachieving, scrappy team. I don't see it the same way you guys do.
I think they've got a good defense, and again, I think they've accomplished more than their talent says that they should. So I don't know.
I'm with you, Jeff. I think their roster sucks, and they played better than what they actually are.
Thanks, Mark. I appreciate the agreement.
And they've had injuries, and they've been hurt, and you know, there was some talk about
the poor Dolphins.
There was some talk.
Injuries.
I'm not saying the poor Dolphins. I'm just saying that at the start of the year, there was some discussion about if the year didn't go well, that Adam Gase was, you know, going to be possibly getting fired. I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think he's in danger of losing his job. I bet he keeps his job. And
no, I think he'll keep the job. Yeah. I actually like him as a coach, but I don't look at them as this talent-deficient team. Now, look, yeah, I get it. Albert Wilson, Jakeem Grant, those were big losses for them, but, you know, Devontae Parker's still there. Kenny Stills is still there. I don't think they've gotten as much out of Kenyon Drake as they should have. Xavier Howard's not going to play today, but he leads the NFL
another
in interceptions.
Injury. Yeah, and he's hurt. Another injury to deal with.
Okay, but, you know, he played before.
Hurt.
He is a good – I just don't look at them and think, oh, the poor Dolphins, like, you know, they're squeezing blood out of a rock. I mean, I just think that they don't have it at quarterback, and their offensive line is not the greatest. And so when you look at it, they're a front-running team that plays well at home, and they don't play so well on the road, and they benefit from playing the AFC
East. I just like how you give us all the reasons why they suck, and then you got to admit that they're still a 500 team.
Well, they started out 3-0.
Again, they're still a 500 team. Doesn't matter when you win them.
Yeah, they're again, two of the three wins were against the Bills and the Jets at home.
I know that. I prefaced that. I put that in my question to Jeff.
I just look, the reason I'm concerned about this game is not because it's the Miami Dolphins. It's because of the locale of the game. So, this game, to me, is more about the Patriots than it is the Dolphins. Can the Patriots get over
Chris,
the Miami?
The Dolphins could have quit on this season a long time ago. They haven't.
Yeah, they could have quit on the season when they were 3-0?
No, they could have quit somewhere after that and somewhere before now. That makes sense?
Okay.
You want to pick
a
week?
I mean,
this is what? This is week 14. You're talking about 3-0. That's 11 weeks ago. It's a long time ago.
This is a team that could have beat the Indianapolis Colts if they would let their supposed franchise quarterback throw in the fourth quarter. They were petrified to let the guy throw on third down.
Jeff.
Twice. They didn't let him throw. They handed off.
Jeff.
They don't even want him to throw.
Great stuff as always, Jeff, on Twitter.
Hey, real quick, scene-setting moment that I'll leave you with. Rob Gronkowski just jogged off the field after his workout, had a big smile on his face. Seems to be in a chipper mood, and he's signing autographs for Patriots fans just a few feet in front of me.
Okay. So that is
Happy Gronk.
Something that we have to keep an eye on. And also, here's another item. I'm being told that Drew Rosenhaus and Jason Rosenhaus, Rob Gronkowski's agents, are also on the sideline today, and Gronk just talked to them. So there's that.
His agents are there. Have an office in the building.
Yeah, I know. They're from down there. They live down there, right?
Yep.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot. Hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... dang it. Wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape than a wrench. And a bucket and a towel. More duct tape, a hammer. This random tool I found in the basement. Another bucket. More tape. A little more tape. Perfect.
On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.